London has filled with thousands of striking teachers and civil servants marching in protest at pension reforms. It's day one of a 48-hour strike that's closed or disrupted 85% of schools, emptied government offices, and caused travel delays at airports and ports. Government austerity policies have slashed jobs and wages. Now pensions are under attack, and that's a sacrifice too far for the strikers.
There's a bit of anger in the sense that, you know, people that got us into this mess are not suffering at all, and yet, you know, people who are committed to society and communities are.
The government says the strike is wrong, so does the Labour opposition. The biggest public sector union, Unison, is not taking part. It wants to see the outcome of negotiations, even if they are reportedly not going well.
These strikes are wrong at a time when negotiations are still going on. But parents and the public have been let down by both sides because the government has acted in a reckless and provocative manner. After today's disruption, I urge both sides to put aside the rhetoric, get round the negotiating table, and stop it happening again.
This strike involves about one in eight public sector workers, but other unions are preparing strike plans should talks break down. The government may face a testing summer of industrial action.